Jerry Bader, show 936. Jason, would you say the NCAA college basketball championship game was an average game, good game, very good game, or excellent? In terms of exciting, holding your attention. Average, good, very good, or excellent? Boy, you're thinking about that. Good? I would say good to very good, and I would lean toward the good. I would say that it underperformed the rest of the tournament dramatically. It would, however, it would have been hard to live up. There were so many good games. The Badgers were involved in several excellent games. The overtime game, the Final Four game. Yeah, we'll never know how Wisconsin would have matched up against UConn. By the way, congratulations to the Huskies. They go for the twofer tonight. I do have to say this, though. If you haven't heard, there was vandalism and other issues on the UConn campus. Why? Why do we do that in victory? Not we, but why? Why does that happen in victory? I get so frustrated by that. I really do. Senseless behavior that way. By the way, we have another senseless behavior story later in the show that I'll get to. I want to start here. I'm going to start by admitting I was wrong about something. I was wrong about something yesterday. The good news is it wasn't a factual error. It was an opinion. I ask people to figure out my opinion in terms of what's the next gay marriage issue that the left is going to use to demonize the right. And I said it was going to be pay inequality, not pay inequality, income inequality, minimum wage. Upon further review, I think I was wrong about that. Now, it doesn't taint the contest because you were just asked to figure out what I was thinking, not what is right. I'm now going to argue that I was wrong about that. You know what it is? And I feel really stupid whiffing on this now. I could do the contest again. Well, we have another 4-pack of Brewers tickets to give away. If I get a do-over, why shouldn't listeners? Unless, if you're the person who won the 4-pack yesterday, don't call. Should we do this? I think I was wrong when I said the next thing they're going to try to demonize the right over was income inequality and the minimum wage. I think I had the wrong issue. So I want to try this again. Let's see if someone, first person that knows what I'm thinking now, this is a 4-pack of Brewers tickets for Monday's St. Louis game. It's a week from yesterday. I want to do over on this because I think I was wrong. Let's see if somebody can get the do over quickly. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I believe I was wrong when I said the next thing, if you oppose gay marriage, you are now seen as a freak, a fringe, even though 6 years ago it was the majority opinion. And in 2008, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and other Democrats all opposed gay marriage. Bill Clinton opposed gay marriage. Hillary Clinton's going to have an issue. Her husband signed DOMA. What's the next issue? Yesterday I said it was income inequality, minimum wage. I now believe I was wrong about that. Given a do-over, what do you think it might be? Gary D. in Pulaski, go ahead, sir.
Hey, Jerry, always glad to talk to you, my friend.
Yes.
And it's kind of building, though, from income inequality. It is possession inequality. I mean, the rich folks just have too much. We've got to redistribute that.
Yeah, I hear. I really do think that's the same thing, though. Thanks a lot for the call. Not what I'm thinking. Again, we're thinking what I'm thinking, not necessarily what's right or wrong. Scott Appleton. Scott, go ahead.
Is it going to be the income inequality on the women that Carney was talking about yesterday?
No, I don't think so. And actually, somebody suggested that one yesterday. No, I think there's a bigger one. Of course, I've already changed my mind from yesterday, so I could be wrong again this time. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. And actually, the more I think about this, this one really was the elephant in the room that I should have thought of when I did this yesterday. I'll give you a hint. Gay marriage works to demonize people who now oppose gay marriage because it involves people. They tried this with global warming, and it didn't work because the environment isn't people. They tried, so they came up with these scary scenarios of how global warming will hurt people. None of them have come true. That's why that demonization, calling us deniers, conjuring up images of Holocaust deniers, hasn't worked. Gay marriage works because that directly involves people. This one directly involves people. Brandon and Appleton. Brandon, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for having me. I was going to say the legalization of medicinal marijuana because it does affect people.
I don't think they're going to demonize anyone over that. In fact, I've got that topic coming up later, too. Chris and Ashwaubenon. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. I was also going to say legalize marijuana.
We may have to come up with another way to get these tickets out to somebody. 406-1360, because I need to get to the topic. I actually want to discuss this topic. 406-1360 in the Green Bay area, everywhere else, wherever you may be listening. 888-455-1360. Again, it's for a four-pack of Brewer tickets for Monday night. Make sure you can get to the game. Make sure that we can get you the tickets in time. It's the type of thing where it affects people. And that's why I think they're pushing this one so hard. Dan on the road. Dan, go ahead.
Hey, it'll be taking away people's health care. Why, it would be evil to take away somebody's access to health care. How could we do that?
That could be one. There is one they're already on, though. That's not the one I'm thinking of that's a good answer, though. Jim and Suamico. Jim, go ahead.
It's the income inequality between men and women.
No, I don't think so. We've had that guess. Now, they are doing, I think this one, I'll tell you what, I'm going to just about give it away here. This one has the benefit of being able to play the race card. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. This one, and you're already seeing them play the race card against Paul Ryan. This issue, they can play the race card, and that always works for them. Jeff on a cell. Jeff, go ahead.
Is it the fact that people may want to deny the fact that they will take wedding photographs, for example, of a gay couple because it is against their religion?
That already goes to the whole gay marriage thing, though. No, this is different. Leon in Green Bay. Leon, go ahead.
Hi, I believe it would be the immigration issue.
No, I don't think, well, they've been demonizing us on that forever. This is a fresh one. And what they're going to do is consider you out of the mainstream, fringe, radical, if you hold this position. And the Democratic Party issued a video yesterday which tries to do just that. I don't want to give away too much because otherwise I'm giving the whole thing away. Let's see. To Ted on the road. Ted, what do you think it is?
Jerry, I'm thinking it's got to do kind of with Paul Ryan's budget and the cuts to social programs.
Nope, that's not it. I can't give away much more. I say this because the DNC actually launched an effort yesterday. If I say any more, you can go Google it. Brian in Appleton. Brian, go ahead.
Extension of unemployment benefits?
Nope, that's not it. Very important. They can play the race card. And the DNC in its attack yesterday targeted Wisconsin. Targeted Wisconsin. That should just about give it to you. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Scott on the road. Scott, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it might be politics or being elected into a particular office.
What do you mean by that?
Like governor of a particular town or city or, you know.
Nope. I thought you might be kind of close, but not. Let's try Carol in Sheboygan. Carol, go ahead.
Voter registration.
Voter registration? We are going to accept that answer. It's voter suppression. Yes, but we will accept that answer. Voter suppression. Carol, hang on, okay, because you're in Sheboygan, and Jason's going to try to figure out how we're going to get you tickets for Monday night's game. So we'll figure that out. We'll get Pony Express or something, but we'll connect with you. We'll make that happen. We did get an email just now, but it was phone call contest. I will explain what the effort is that was revealed yesterday, how disingenuous it is, and how Joe Biden essentially lied. It's a video with Joe Biden and how he essentially lied about Wisconsin. It's 9:46.
Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybatershow.com.